Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We got Sean, RJ, and Troy Hughes running things as always, including this audio from what is this show? And did it just come out? What are they unveiling here? It feels like a wrestling version of Dark Side of the Ring that I was getting into last year with Macho Man.
Yes.
And dang, what is that wrestler with a tragic, tragic story? That was a Chris Benoit as well. That's what this feels like with the name of this series, Troy.
Well, it feels like that because it's from the same producer. So Vice does Dark Side of Wrestling. They have a brand new season out right now. Flying Brian Pillman was featured in the first episode. And yes, Sean, before you ask, I'm already cutting up all that audio for future segments that we're going to have whole shows about. So I know that. But the producers are now producing what's called Dark Side of Football. And it will debut on Vice on Thursday. However, the first episode has already been uploaded to YouTube, and since I'm a YouTube guy, I watched it yesterday, and it was all about Chad Johnson on the first episode of Dark Side of Football, and it started from his collegiate career, which began at Santa Monica College in California, and then all the way through his pro career that unfortunately and sadly ended abruptly in Miami because of spousal abuse. So because of that, I pulled some of the clips from Dark Side of Football featuring Chad Johnson, and let's go back. Like I said, Chad Johnson played at Santa Monica College, and he played there for years, and then finally he made his way to Oregon State for one single season. His former teammate, TJ Houshmandzadeh, talked about not only Johnson's unconventional way of getting to Oregon, but also how Chad had to rely on his hands in more ways than one.
How he got to Oregon State, I don't even know a lot of people know. It was a receiver up there, I'm not even going to say his name. He stole a teammate's DJ equipment. They kick him off the team. A scholarship comes open, it goes to Chad. So if that guy doesn't get caught or he never steals his stuff, Chad's not there.
With only 1 year of college eligibility left, Chad couldn't afford to wait on grabbing the attention of NFL scouts.
For me, it was the first day I saw him on a practice field. I think he was like the best receiver I had ever seen. Coming in for Chad, I knew he could help us. And me and Coach Sharps talked about it. You're going to have to help him. I got you. Like, if I was on the opposite side of the field and I would line up and I would look over there and he would just look at me and I'm like, he doesn't know what the play is. And so we just started to develop hand signals.
So Chad Johnson plays one season at Oregon State, 37 receptions, 8 touchdowns during that time, and basically didn't know the plays.
Yeah. How do you sit there, look across, and be like, I can tell he doesn't know what the play is. So then you develop hand signals with him. You know, Chad Johnson, I got to applaud these people for doing the first one on him because he's a fascinating character. He is so fascinating in terms of the personality. If it's called the dark side of football, Troy's about to take us into some of the negative things. To me, he's kind of like a poor man's Charles Barkley in we are willing to just write off and push aside all the negative stuff. But him as a player, do we not talk about him enough as a potential Hall of Famer? I want you to think about that. I want you to guess his numbers that he had over the 10-year career in Cincinnati as we continue to go through this. Chad's football legacy, and does he get a pass like Barkley for some of the stuff off the field? Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah, he definitely was one of the most flamboyant wide receivers of all time, which is saying a lot considering the class that he was in. But he wasn't always that way. In fact, when he came into the NFL, he was very shy, very quiet. TJ talked about that, his former coach, Marvin Lewis, as well. So, like most people, when they go into any line of business, as green as they are, as a noob, they want to know what can they do to be great. So Chad decided to have a conversation one day with Jerry Rice. The conversation didn't really go as well as Chad thought it would.
For me, what's important to learn from someone is how they've achieved certain things that I haven't. Remember, going to play Jerry Rice one year when he was with the Oakland Raiders. And I had a list of questions in my glove. And I talked to Jerry after the game on what made you great. What did you have to do? And obviously, you know, work is always the first answer. And that's so cliche. Because everybody said, I work hard. Oh, it's the f***ing NFL. You're supposed to work hard. How do you think you got here? So I added another dynamic to it. The fun part.
Just totally dismissive. Totally dismissive of what Rice told him. No, you got to work hard. Yeah, I know that. Thanks. I'm going to go be flamboyant. I appreciate it.
He's right. I mean, for the most part, and there are exceptions, I mean, everyone who's in the NFL got there because of either extreme talent or hard work or a combination of the two. You know, you got to separate yourself somehow. And for Chad, it was the flamboyance. That team he was on in college came out of nowhere, like that Oregon State team. Like, literally out of nowhere, and had an amazing year with the Fiesta Bowl, beating Notre Dame. It was just a tremendous year. And, I mean, outside of him and TJ, I mean, you could probably name maybe zero other players on the team. Just, there was a nobody. And then he completely transformed it. And then he goes to the NFL, and he becomes such a polarizing figure. You either loved or hated Chad Johnson. There was no in-between.
Yeah, you either loved or hated him, especially when it came to touchdown celebrations, which we'll get to in a segment. But first, we're talking about Dark Side of Football. It's on Vice. It actually premieres on Thursday. But the first episode featuring Chad Johnson already up on their YouTube page. Now, when players go into the NFL and they notice other players doing really great things, what do they normally do? They buy them gifts. Like Dak Prescott bought all of his offensive linemen. What, they all get like Gators one year? They were all driving around in four-wheelers, or sometimes you buy them a Rolex or something like that. Great story. Chad Johnson buying gifts, but not for his teammates. He bought them for the secondary of the Cleveland Browns.
Chad Johnson, Cincinnati Bengals. He sent the whole secondary the package.
Watch out.
You know, the one time when he sent the Pepto-Bismol bottles to the Cleveland Browns secondary.
You see that?
Wow. I mean, that was all-time classic, man, because they sucked, and he knew they sucked. So getting their stomachs ready, because Ocho was coming to do damage that week. That's beautiful. Classic Chad.
That's balls.
That's amazing.
This is my favorite. That's my favorite Chad Johnson moment of when he kept the checklists.
Yeah.
When he did that right in his locker, and he put a checklist of every DB and team that he was going to go up against, and it seemed like he was just checking them off. He eventually ran into Darrell Revis, but Chad was sitting there, and it wasn't like he did it in a way that didn't like make us mad. He didn't like tick us off in the trash talk. It was funny. It was entertaining. It was insulting for the other team, but then he went out and delivered. That's my favorite thing of Chad Johnson, keeping it right there in his locker, going down the list of victims and teams that he was going to do work against.
Yeah, and go ahead.
You know, real quick, when he did all that, it was when the Bengals were on the come up too. And it was fun because they had been so bad for so long, and finally they're this team, and they had an attitude about them. Now sometimes it went a little bit overboard, but they had an attitude about them. But I'll tell you, it was not bad when he did it. Like I didn't get upset. Now if he had played for the Patriots and they were winning three Super Bowls at the same time, that it made me livid because now he's winning and throwing in your face. But when you're the Bengals and you're only winning a little bit, you're throwing in our face. It's kind of funny. It's like you're the funny guy that kind of brags when they're losing but not really losing, kind of winning but not really winning. You know, you're just kind of barely making the postseason. That was fun.
But he's also throwing in the face of the safeties and cornerbacks and the opposing secondary when he celebrates the touchdowns. And Chad Johnson had all these amazing celebrations, the resuscitating of a football and the river dance and all that. But where did those come from, the origin of those, from Dark Side of Football on Vice?
What Chad created week in and week out was literally before the explosion of social media. He would have been a nightmare right now. because now he'd have the whole world as his audience every single day.
I got a great celebration for you guys. Again, just wait and see the next one.
Okay.
We're playing around Christmas, and I'm like, just get like a Santa Claus bag, put toys in it, wrap them up. When you score, just start passing out gifts. And he did it.
The ball resuscitation against Jacksonville. I think at the time I might have been dating someone that was a doctor. and might have told me a story about having to resuscitate someone, and I told her to make sure you watch the game.
At least he's not doing the river dance.
The best one he did was the river dance.
The Lord of the Dance was in Chicago. The commercial came on in my hotel room. Bingo. And that's what I did. Everything was well thought out, and it was always football oriented because the work was put in. The work was put in through the week. That's the part nobody gets to see.
All-time celebrator? Would you put him in your top three all-time celebrators? And who else might be up there?
Oh, yeah. He would have to be. But, you know, T.O.'s got to be up there. The popcorn, the pom-poms, the star. I mean, don't talk about star.
I know.
But he's got to be in there.
Yeah.
He really does. And obviously, Chad. I mean, who else? Like, who's... Justin Jefferson's doing some fun ones now. But they're all doing them now. Now they're all doing TikTok dances.
Right. They're all doing dances as a group. But one of the celebrations that got him in trouble, that got Chad Johnson in trouble, and this is from Dark Side of Football on Vice, the Hall of Fame jacket that he wore on the sideline. And his former head coach, Marvin Lewis, talks about that here. Not only did it put Johnson in the crosshairs of controversy, but it put one of the employees in the line at the local workforce commission.
Chad crossed the line with the Hall of Fame coat on the sideline.
And dug myself.
He cost a young fellow a job. One of the ball boys, he cost him his job because the coat got to the sideline, you know?
I think I surpassed 10,000 yards on that catch. I felt at that point I was Hall of Fame worthy.
How did he cost the guy his job, though?
Because, the ball boy handed it to him. The ball boy was holding the Hall of Fame jacket on the sideline, and he gave it to him. Bengals front office like, yeah, you can go now.
Gosh, poor kid. Ocho Cinco is saying, go ahead and hand this to me. He's going to sit there and say no to him, bringing out the Hall of Fame jacket.
You know who that is? That's the Bengals for you.
Yep,
Any other team would have been fine, and you know, not any other team, but other ones would have been fine with that. But the Bengals, no. With Chad Johnson or a player tells you, bring this on the sideline for me, you're going to do it because they're going to tip you. That's the whole point. They're going to tip you for doing it.
By the way, Hall of Fame worthy, Chad Johnson over 11,000 yards receiving, 67 receiving TDs. He was All-Pro first team 3 times, and he was Pro Bowler 6 times, all while playing in Cincy. Is he a Hall of Famer?
I would probably I'd slightly lean towards no. 766 catches, 11,000 yards, 67 touchdowns. His best seasons: 90 for 1355, 95. I mean, here's his string: 90 catches, 95, 97, 87, 93, with over 1100 yards, a 1400 yard season, couple 1300 yard seasons. Man, he was real good.
He was real good. His numbers suggest he's not. But what is it called? It is called the Hall of Fame.
I hate that argument.
Hey, he is one of the most. He is famous, and this is the NFL. It's a museum of the NFL. It flat out is. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's a museum of the game of football. Put him in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.